You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, India, Tokyo, Japan, St. Paul, Minnesota, to Catalina Island, USA. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, and I must say gorgeous, spring morning in La La Land.
Fantastic.
Like
is it spring yet, Mark? Are we in it?
Oh, no. Did I say spring?
I think you did.
Spring-like. Okay, we're
Blake,
still in winter.
Blake, who's the in-house guest, is on spring break from Arizona State.
We're in winter, but it's spring-like today. And that's right, we have an in-studio guest.
On spring break, even though it's winter.
Blake Harris.
But a beautiful... Beautiful day today, and the last two times we were in the studio, Mark, it was cold, gloomy, and miserable.
Indeed it was, but it is not today. So
today's supposed to be, I think, a high of 75, 80 tomorrow, and where we are right now, Mark, I think by Friday it's supposed to be upper 80s, possibly 90s.
Wow, possibly 90s. I think that's fantastic.
A lot to talk about today,
Mark. We have an in-studio caller, Mayor Dahan, Meyer.
Oh, it's Meyer.
Dahan calling in about 12 minutes or so.
Oh, 12 minutes.
About a great charity that he founded a few years back, and looking forward to talking to Meyer again.
Fantastic. So if he's calling 12 minutes, we got a lot to talk about before he gets into the call.
Right, so get moving.
Okay, do you want me to...
do your birthdays, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. You know where we start every Tuesday show with the happy birthday greetings. Not that many today, actually, to be honest with you. First one, Mark, one of our friends, Bryan Cranston.
Ah, Emmy, multiple Emmy winner.
And doesn't he have Golden Globes, too? And SAG?
Possibly.
Yeah. How old do you think?
I'd say he's 59.
Blake? You're up. How old?
Bryan Cranston, I'm going to go with 55.
Wow. Damn. Both wrong. Mark, close. He's 60.
Oh, I was off by a year.
Yes, you were. Happy birthday, Bryan. Happy birthday. Ivan Lendl.
Remember Ivan Lendl.
What did I say? Ivan?
Ivan.
Ivan Lendl.
Ivan Lendl.
Do you remember him from the 70s?
Yeah, the tennis player. The great tennis player.
57 today.
57?
57. Also 57. Wow. Sharing 57 today is ex-MLB player Joe Carter. He's 57 today, too.
I thought Joe Carter was dead.
Wanda Sykes. You know her, right, Mark?
Yeah, she's from she's on...
Curb Your Enthusiasm, right?
Well, and Blackish.
She's on Blackish?
Yeah. She's,
Wanda Sykes.
She's Peter McKenzie's boss now.
Is that right?
She bought the agency.
53. Another, Steve Berline, former Raider quarterback from the 80s. He's 52 today. Rachel Weisz. Do you know who she is?
Rachel Weisz. Yeah, she was in...
I know the name, but I can't place her. She's 47. And the last one for the day, Mark, is Peter Sarsgaard.
Peter Sarsgaard, yeah. He's the guy from Newhart.
Newhart?
In the 80s or the 90s, right.
No, he's only 46.
Oh.
So you're thinking somebody different. Who's this?
Peter Sarsgaard.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Yeah, Peter Sarsgaard. I think he's on... isn't he the guy that played Tarzan?
No, that's the guy from True Blood. Is that Peter Sarsgaard,
yeah.
The guy from True Blood?
Yeah, that's
Peter
him.
Sarsgaard?
And he's in the new show Little Big Lies or whatever.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, happy birthday, everybody, to you on this glorious Southern California.
Well, it makes you
Tuesday
feel good to be alive.
Morning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially, we lost Robert Osborne yesterday.
Yeah, which is a drag because that guy was, he was very informative. He knew his business. He was a nice guy. He knew his stuff, and it was always entertaining to watch his different movies on
he knew his
TCM.
Stuff. 85. He passed away in his sleep.
Well, he's been sick for a while.
He's been sick for a while, and he was best friends with Olivia de Havilland for the last 30 years.
Wow.
How about that, right?
Olivia de Havilland, is she going to be 101 this year?
Yes, 101. So then she was 17 years her junior.
Wow.
Anyhow, any other celebrity deaths? I know we never talk about them, but there was a couple other ones this weekend, right? Hey, Tommy Chong, we're not quite sure. Did he pass away or not, or is that just a hoax?
Yeah, might have been a hoax.
And if it is a real thing, too bad for him because he was holding out for another Cheech and Chong movie to get those big
bucks.
I'm
surprised that they didn't get... Well, I guess, listen, the Cheech and Chong movie in the 70s, it would kind of been silly, though.
Yeah.
It really would have.
Yeah.
In the 80s is one thing, when they're 30s and 40.
Yeah.
But when you get to 70...
No doubt about it.
Yeah. But he had his run on Dancing with the Stars, so that was good.
Yeah.
But if he did die, I don't know. They have these hoaxes all the time, so I'm not exactly sure what happened.
Well, we ran away to that Hall & Oates concert during the summer. Remember they said that Sylvester Stallone died, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Anyhow, lots on the show today, Mark. I know you have a couple shout-outs. You want to get those going before we get too much deeper in this and Mirror calling in?
How about that? Yeah, busy day. But, I'd like to – the first shout-out I'd like to say is a big thank you to Alina Z. And I don't even want to try pronouncing your last name.
I know. You even asked her last week, Mark. I think you struggled with it.
AlinaZ.com. Let's make healthy eating – more fun, which is great. We know Alina from going back about 5 years ago, I guess. Remember,
yeah.
We did the Food Network South Beach Food and Wine Festival, and I believe we met her there for the first time, and then she followed us over that summer to New York, where we hosted the official gifting suite for the New York Food Network Food and Wine Festival.
Which, by the way, just took place last weekend or last
South
2 weeks
Beach.
Ago.
Yeah, in South Beach. But yeah, AlinaZ.com. It's Couture Nutrition. This is what she does, Alina Z. Couture Nutrition. I like that. It's fancy. Couture.
Yeah. You know, you attach
fashion.
That to anything, and now it sounds like
Couture
it's special.
Nutrition. She's a chef and board-certified health coach. How about that? Board-certified health coach.
Yeah.
She's the creator of the number one best diet in America.
Wow.
Right?
I want to hear about
it's
that.
It's the DLRVAMP, I guess, diet.
Well, let's just hope it's nothing like the Santa Clarita diet.
Right. So she's the creator of this, the best diet in America.
Wow.
And she's a couture nutrition chef, board certified health coach. I mean, she does a little bit of everything. She was at our Oscar gifting suite a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
She had her food was out there sampling her product, her brand. She did a great job. There was
I didn't get a chance to taste it. I know you sampled it.
No, I didn't. I was going to come back and sample it, but I didn't get a chance.
Well,
to.
Well, things move so quickly.
It
I
does.
Thought I saw you eating it though.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So that's Alina AlinaZ. com. Go to the website and learn a little bit more about Alina. So, Alina, thanks again for participating in our event. We had a great time.
Fantastic. I got another shout out, Mark, on my end over here.
Back to back.
Soaps by Cheryl. And that's with an S, Cheryl, S-H-E-R-L. Soapsbycheryl.com, S-H-E-R-L. They also participated, Mark, in our Oscar event 2 weeks ago. They were in the Celebrity Gift Bags. Soaps by Cheryl are a luxurious, natural, handmade soap made right in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Boy, that sounds like a nice place to live, doesn't it?
Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Sure does.
Fantastic. They're using the cold process, Mark. The cold process. It's a large variety of scents from fruity, floral, and more.
Wow.
So check them out. Soaps by Cheryl. That's S-H-E-R-Y-L. Soapsbycheryl.com. And check them out and put in an order. Get some of them
bars
of soap. I like his. It's the bars of soap. You know, it's
like an old-fashioned, just like a square bar.
Yeah. Kind of like that. But fantastic stuff. So thanks again, Cheryl, for being involved with the event.
Hey, did you get a chance to see that new show on FX, The Feud?
Feud, loved it.
Wasn't it fantastic?
It was fantastic.
Boy, talk about authentic.
Casting, too. How about the casting?
Yeah, casting was
good.
Yeah.
Casting was really good for both of them.
You know, even if you look at Jessica Lange, Oscar winner, multi-Emmy winner, multi-Golden Globe winner. Even when she's standing there, her pose is exactly like Joan Crawford.
Yeah. Didn't you feel kind of sorry for Joan Crawford in this stage of her life?
No, not
you
at
didn't?
All.
No, no kidding.
No, why would you feel sorry?
I mean, this is her idea, and she was like almost begging Betty Davis to take it and begging to have this made. I just felt so sorry for her.
Well, again, these are people that were the top of the game for 30 years. Not everybody could stay at the top forever. You know, I mean, back then in Hollywood, you get older, you start
fading away. I felt kind of sorry for Alfred Molina, too. He mortgaged his house to make the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you know, weird thing is about that. This is about the making of the movie, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Did you TiVo it, by the way?
No, I didn't. But this is a movie that's I've watched bits and pieces throughout the years. I've never seen the whole movie in its entirety. But this is just a movie that always sort of got my interest, but not enough to watch the whole thing.
There was a creepy thing about it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of creepy.
She looked creepy.
With the rat,
you know. And with her white makeup and the red lipstick.
And
I think
this thing was just on Friday, and I didn't even think about TiVo. I saw it was on.
Yeah.
I even flicked when it was on, I think.
Oh, is that right?
But I didn't watch it because I thought, it just doesn't get my interest.
Yeah.
But if I would have remembered Feud was coming up a couple days later, which is based on the making of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, I may have watched it, or TiVo at least, to watch it at my leisure at another time. But the good thing about TCM is they run these things again and again and again. So a few weeks, a few months down the line, I'll be able to see it again. But I love the authenticity of this movie.
Yeah,
or this
show. I think it's only an eight week show. So, and how about the Stanley Tucci as Jack Warner?
Yeah. Now, is he going to be into the whole thing, or is it just that one episode?
Who knows?
You know.
I mean,
we were at the Jack Warner Estate for the Oscars.
Actually, Mark, you know what? I think that was the Harry Warner Estate we were at.
Harry Warner?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which surprised me.
Huh.
But Jack was the big brother who was calling the big shots.
Well,
but,
yeah. But I didn't know it was the Harry Warner Estate.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about Jack
Warner.
I know.
We were. Until afterwards, I heard somebody mention it was the Harry Warner.
Oh.
Okay. Doesn't sound like it's got as the cachet.
It doesn't have the cachet as Jack Warner.
But who knows?
Everybody knows Jack Warner. Nobody knows about Harry Warner,
right,
or the other brother.
Yeah. And are there three or there four?
I think there were three or four.
Like the Marx Brothers?
Marx Brothers.
I mean, I have no idea. You know. But anyhow.
Hey, where's my water, by the way?
That was a great, Blake, that would be for you. What Mark is talking about, the Jack Warner, the Harry Warner estate, it was the home, or they were hosting the Oscar viewing party that
Which
Mark
is something
attended.
We need to address right now.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
Yeah.
How about that? The La La Land was, I guess, was the expected
show.
Favorite.
Yeah. La La Land should have won.
I think it was across the board favorite for everybody because it was a feel-good movie.
Well,
and it was expected to win. So when that snafu happened at the end, it was so fitting that it turned out that way.
Moonlight won the Spirit Award, didn't it, for Best Picture?
It did.
Fitting. Perfect for that.
And it was, I think, an it may have won the SAG movie for the best
It
cast.
Was not an Academy Award-winning film,
wow,
in my opinion, yeah.
Wow.
Your thoughts? I know my nephew's sitting here beside me. He liked it a lot.
I haven't seen it. I know that it was filmed.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Didn't see it, no.
You won't like it. I guarantee you won't like
it. It was filmed in 20 days with one camera and a budget of $1.5
million. I want to know where that $1.5 million went, Mark.
Well, it'll cost you $1 million to make a movie. I mean, the one guy that won the Oscar, he's a, you know, he's
not with this cast, Mark, and the way, with the shooting, with one camera, that means one cameraman. I mean, based on, I don't know where that $1.5 went.
Hmm.
I really don't. But I don't get it.
So you're saying it looked like it was a $500,000 movie?
Less than a million, put it that way.
Wow.
I mean, it just looked like it was shot on a shoestring budget big time. And
wow.
Didn't last year at the independent film, didn't some film win the award that was filmed on an iPhone? Last year, yeah.
You mean one of the main awards?
Yeah,
or,
last year.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, it didn't see like a one. I mean, there's all these big budget movies that are made for $7 and $8 million. These horror movies now, that whole slew of them, they're coming out that are making, you know, $30 million the first weekend. They're made for $6 to $8 million. That one, that M. Night Shyamalan one that just came out, that was made for $5 million. So you tell me that $3.5 million.
Wait a minute, you're saying Split, the one that just came out, was made for $5 million?
$5 million. M. Night Shyamalan financed the whole thing.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah. $3.5 million. And I didn't even see it, but I could tell there's a big difference in the price point with those two movies.
Oh, interesting. Wow. But anyhow, it was an entertaining show. We had about, I guess, about four or five of the winners on that night. We're at our gifting suite the week early, or the weekend just before. So this was, you know, ours was Friday night, so it was Saturday. Sunday was the Oscars. But we had about five or six Oscar winners that attended the Wong Creations Celebrity Gifting Suite to celebrate the 89th annual Oscars at our gifting suite, which is great to see them winning the awards. As a matter of fact, if memory serves me correctly, you and I were at the Kodak after party, Oscar after party, watching when the winner went to. First, they gave it to Jordan Horowitz of La La Land, and immediately, because Jordan Horowitz came to our gifting suite, we had a picture of Jordan Horowitz. So you immediately posted that photo of us with him as the new Oscar winner.
Yep.
And then again, we know what happened. I think about 3 minutes later, things changed. And suddenly now we had
see what happens right when you quit posting? I mean, how often does that happen, though?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wacky.
Right.
We do have a call coming in here probably in the next couple minutes. I want to do a quick lead up into it. Now, the caller we're getting here is from Meyer Dahan, and I hope I pronounce his name correctly. He's a self-made entrepreneur, and he's the CEO of Dahan Properties and managing partner of Prime 5 Homes. Mayor has played an integral role in the modernizing of Los Angeles development. So his primary business is development here in Los Angeles, which is fantastic because, as you and I all know, and my son Blake, who's in studio with us, Los Angeles is the greatest city in the world. So Mayer might be one of these reasons we can thank for that. He's calling in because he's got an event that he founded a few years ago back in 2013, which is a great event. And they're having an event, or they're having a... I mean, it's a great charity, and they're having a great event this week in regards to this. It was founded in 2013, and it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, charity, which is great because it benefits homelessness, child abuse, neglect, and human trafficking. How about that?
Not
amazing
like that
this day and age, there's human trafficking.
Isn't that crazy?
Still going on.
It's big industry, too.
You know, you see these miniseries and these movies about it all the time, and it's really
terrible.
You know, awful, to say the least.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm trying to find the website here.
Well, he'll be on in a minute or so, Mark, so you'll be able to share that with him.
Yeah. Okay. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, how about that? The Schwarzenegger is not back for the he's done for The Apprentice. He says that's
well,
it. He's toast.
I totally understand.
So
why.
Hopefully the show dies. They don't try to find somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he was kind of a. Well, I don't even think he was a good choice, but who else could you go with that? Because the whole concept changed from the original concept to making it into the celebrity
thing. It makes
no
difference because you weren't originally when it first came on, you were going to be an apprentice on Donald Trump's the Donald Trump Organization.
Which, by the way, who won the first one? Was that
that was Kwame, wasn't it? No.
Did he win or did he come second?
Kwame?
Yeah.
No,
the guy from Chicago, Bill Rancic. When did he win?
Maybe the second.
Okay,
second or third.
And so Omarosa, was she ever a runner-up?
I think she was. No, maybe not. Maybe she was like third.
Oh wow. Okay. So Kwame evidently won, and then was Bill Rancic the second time. Who knows who won the other ones?
Yeah, I mean there were a lot of them. So
you got a call coming in?
No, but not yet.
Hey, so they got the new Bachelorette that they chose for the upcoming season. Have you seen her?
Yeah, I watched The Bachelor.
Yeah. She is very, in my opinion, very unattractive.
Dang.
I mean, I saw her this morning on KTLA.
Yeah.
And she's got that gap between her teeth, and she's just got very unattractive, I think.
Huh.
Boy, The Bachelor's trying to do what the Oscars did this year. They're just trying to run to get people of color to make everybody happy.
Which is
nothing against this girl. I got nothing against her, but I'm thinking that when they finally choose, hey, I'm a straight shooter. You want to tell me that you don't like how I look, that's okay. I'm just saying, for a show like this, you want to get somebody that's a lot better looking.
You know, you might be right. As an expert, a connoisseur, when it comes to The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, we've been watching it from the start. You're right. You want to have the most attractive people. However, let's remember Bob Guinea. Remember Bob Guinea?
Yeah.
He was just one of the Bachelors, on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And then they brought him back to be The Bachelor.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So, but Bob Guinea is no Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
But
see, what they liked, I guess, about him was, I mean, he wasn't Brad Pitt, but he had personality.
Right. But regardless of personality, you want somebody that's attractive, whether they be the man or the woman on the show.
They all have to be hunks, but she's far from even close to being anything, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She got a big forehead, doesn't she?
Big forehead. Big gap between the teeth. I'm a straight shooter again, Mark. I'm a straight shooter. You know, you got something to say about me? Say it. You know, I'll take it. It's no big deal. So, no disrespect to you, whatever the hell your name is, but come on, ABC.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree. I don't. And the thing is, they announced her as the next Bachelorette while she was still on The Bachelor. She was still in the Final Four. And by announcing that she's the new Bachelorette, that I know that she didn't win The Bachelor.
Did you say, speaking of announcing, I want to announce our partnership with Avant Garde Magazine. We are now Roman
columnists.
We
have a phone call coming in right now.
Excellent.
We can take this. Hello, you reached the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com.
Good morning.
Is this Meyer?
This is Mayor. How you doing?
Oh, Mayor. Thanks for
clarifying that.
Because, you know, it's tough. You could either go two ways, Mayor or Meyer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you went the wrong way, Mark.
I did.
You had a 50% chance, Mark, and you went the wrong way.
Well, Mayor, thanks for calling in. It's great having you here on the talk show this morning. And, you know, you, as I did a brief promo a few minutes ago about your the charity and what it is you're doing, boy, it sounds like you're really doing a lot of things here for the community and for humanity, really, right?
Yeah, thank you. We're doing our best to sort of have campaigns in as many different areas in our community, whether that be the homelessness or human trafficking or child education, or, you know, for example, like the gala we're doing on Thursday, where it's for Children's Hospital Los Angeles Music and Arts or Arts Therapy Program. I think it shows that we try to cover the spectrum and help as many people as we can who are in that need circle but not necessarily being taken care of.
Right. And how about doing a shout out about your website right out of the gate here, Meyer?
Yeah, because we didn't
absolutely have... The website is www.dreambuildersproject.com.
Okay.
And Dream Builders Project, you can visit the website. They'll have information about all the sorts of fun campaigns and events, all the sorts of people we work with, the agencies like LAPD that we partnered with, and more information about our poker event and charity gala coming up this Thursday, which not sure if you guys can make it, but it'd be great to have you both there.
We've got it on the schedule. We've cleared, we've cleared our schedule. We're wide open, so you can count when we will be there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was are a great you guys going to be playing poker too?
But no, that's a problem with us. We're not poker players,
but we love watching it. We love being in attendance when this is going on. We love seeing money being raised, but that is just not our forte, Mayor. I mean, last year we were there, wonderful event. Thank you for the invite. Last year was great, but you know, many people came up to us and said, "I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play." And Mark jumped in and said, "Actually, we're not well, poker players. We support."
Yeah, but, years ago, my in-laws, they're big poker players. So whenever I went over there when we were whether for Christmas or Thanksgiving, after the main meal they'd always get together for the poker playing, and I never played because I didn't know how to play poker, and I tried it a couple times, just couldn't do it, but we'll definitely be there to support the other poker players, and we'll even wear sunglasses so that way people think that we're going to be involved in
because it wouldn't benefit the charity with the two of us playing, even if we did know how. I think we'd be losing money,
we'd be wasting time.
Definitely looking forward to checking it out. Who are some of the players this year, Mayor? Do you have that information?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The players, we have a large celebrity group that comes and plays with us, from, you know, local business people and other nonprofits to celebrities. I think off the top of my head, I know that Tito Ortiz will be coming and playing with us this year.
Great.
Along with a whole slew of other actors, which God... I apologize, but I'm horrible with names.
No problem. You're not the only one.
Sort of part of the surprise is you know, which celebrities and which actors from what TV shows, and even you boys, you know, who's going to show up. And it's sort of a great mosh-bosh of the LA community because it is.
Mayor, do you know if Tom Malloy is going to be participating this year?
Absolutely.
Oh,
Tom Malloy is
one
of our board directors.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I don't think we've seen him since last year. We used to see him all the time, and then we were surprised to bump into him last year. So happy to see that he's attached and involved once again.
So, Mayor, the foundation here, it's been around since 2013. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what happened in 2013 that you just said, you know, this is something I got to start up this charity, and I've got to do something for the community? What happened that made you, you know, get more involved and start this charity?
About, I'd say, around 4.5 years ago, you know, I was involved in charity, and I was more on just the giving side and going to events and participating. And I'd say, about 4.5 years ago, I lost a dear friend to a drug overdose suicide. Mm-hmm. And I felt a great amount of responsibility for not being as present or there for her as I could have been during her time of need. And in order to sort of, you know, after the whole tragedy and what happened afterwards, to lift myself up and to sort of reconnect with my humanity, we founded Dream Builders because we discovered, you know, when people are going through tough times in life, there are very few platforms that they can go to so they can get involved. And there are very few platforms that nonprofits have to bring those souls like myself and other people in to help good nonprofits. So I decided to put it together in a way just for me to do charity, and somehow it just grew and grew, and now it's this big organization that's helping people all over. So it shows you how sometimes personal tragedy can be turned into something really beautiful.
Yeah,
for sure.
Bravo. You're a Renaissance man yourself. I hear you're a self-made entrepreneur, CEO of the Dahan Properties, and managing partner of Prime 5 Homes. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, thank you.
How do you find the time to do everything?
Yeah, no kidding.
No sleep, I'd say.
Multitasking, huh?
Yeah, well, I'd say that, you know, work is work, and I love building homes, and I love doing my job, and being able to work with so many people. And the charity is, you know, I find time in my personal life, and I, you know, if you have to get rid of certain things, like, you know, watching a lot of sports or going to bars because you have some priority in life, which for me, my priority is to help as many people and to do as much as I can while I still have time here. You find the time. There's always time to, you know, love one another and help a stranger. And I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to do so much in my life.
Yep. Well said.
Hey, this, a bit unexpected.
This may be a silly question, Mayor, but I got to ask, are you going to be playing poker this Thursday?
So I just like you guys, I'm not so much of a poker player,
sure.
But I will have a seat.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure how long I'll be able to play, but I'm sure somebody will get my chips from me very quickly. But
well,
the prizes this year for poker are amazing, so I'm kind of a little bit more interested. But we're going to be giving away, I think, some beautiful artwork and trophies and a trip to San Francisco with a hotel stay.
Wow.
For first place.
Did you have an artist there painting something last year?
Correct. Yeah, we have several artists donating goods and services, and then one amazing artist who's going to come and do live art.
Yeah,
his
I
name
love
is Alan.
I love that. Yeah, that's a nice little touch.
So you got a little bit of everything going on this event on Thursday night.
Yes, sir. We'll have music too, live performance. We'll have dancers from a dance crew called She Is performing dance as well. So it'll be a full night.
Now,
fun.
If our listeners want to get tickets, how would they go about getting tickets?
So they could go to the website at www.dreambuildersproject.com, and they'll have links there, or they can go directly to eventbrite.com and just type in Brighter Future for Children. It'll come right up. And I think there's still tickets for poker left. It might be sold out for general admission, but we're still looking for a couple of last poker players who want to play.
Okay.
And if anybody really wants to come or be involved, they can just email the website. And we'll see what we can do for them.
What about for social media? What are your social media handles and tags for Twitter and Facebook and so forth, Instagram?
Thanks for asking. The social media tags for Twitter and Facebook are at DBPLA. And you can reach us there, and they'll have links to all the tickets and links to the events and to other campaigns and other fun things we're doing. So please follow us, like us, and we'd love for everybody to get involved.
Absolutely. Now, what if, let's say, for instance, one of our listeners wants to get involved with a charity. They can't make it to the event Thursday, but they want to be involved in some capacity. Do you have, like, you guys are taking volunteers and people that can help out in different projects and different things that you do throughout the year?
Absolutely. We have, we pull in sponsors and volunteers and partner companies for all the different campaigns, whether that be, our care packages or one of our school events or back to school or holiday events. So if anybody's ever interested in getting involved or they just want to get out there and work with some kids and feel good, they can reach out to us and we can help make that happen.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You know, about this human trafficking, Meyer, this is something that I think a lot of people don't think exists anymore nowadays. I mean, here we are in the 21st century, and the thought that there is still this horrible thing going on in human trafficking, I mean, are we anywhere near controlling it or eliminating this thing?
I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but I presume from what I've heard from statistically from the people I've had the opportunity of working with, like the LAPD and the FBI and the stings that we've been able to organize, the numbers show that it's going in the opposite direction and
wow.
That it's progressively getting a little worse. So I think, you know, as disappointing as that is to hear, I think it's just, you know, a call to action for everyone, but even especially, you know, all the men in the world who don't think this is a big deal and may not realize this is going on. It is, and it's a big business, and it's such a tragedy that in these modern times we have, you know, this modern slavery occurring.
Yeah.
It's
hard to believe.
It's happening
almost
to children all over.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for people like you that are out there trying to make a difference for something like this.
Yes.
I mean, every little bit helps. And, you know, myself and my brother and our family, we thank you for the job that you're doing. It's such a great cause for the people of Los Angeles, the people of the community, and the people of the world. Now, this event taking place on Thursday, where is this taking place there, Meyer? It's in Hollywood, I believe, correct?
You're good. It'll be taking place Thursday at the Taglian Complex, which is beautiful venue.
Place.
I know you guys are familiar.
Yeah,
beautiful
great
venue
great
that we're going to be we're going to be preparing for that night. It's in Hollywood, and with the hundreds of sponsors that we have, it's going to be, it's going to look like a garden fairy tale sort of place where we're going to have flowers and candles and just beautiful artwork throughout the whole venue.
Pretty nice decor last year. I'm not quite sure if you could surpass that, but if you can, that'll be fantastic.
What time is the event starting, Meyer?
Red carpet starts from 6:30 and it goes till 7:30. Ballroom will open at 7:30 and we'll have poker, entertainment, food and drink throughout the whole night till 2 a.m.
Sounds great.
2 a.m. Whoa, that's a long night.
2 a.m. is a great
that's a long
night. The longer it goes, the more money you raise, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And that's what it's all about. Meyer, what's your website one more time? Let's get that, let's knock that thing out to the people that may have just come in just in the last couple minutes.
Absolutely. The website's www.dbpla.com or Dream Builders Project, if you want to spell it out, .com.
Yeah.
And the event tickets can be reached at eventbrite.com if anybody's interested to come to the gala. Otherwise, come to our website.
And this is a 501c nonprofit organization, so it's a great cause, nonprofit. So everything goes for the cause and helps out all the different charities and good causes that you're doing over here. So again, thanks again for participating, putting this thing together, and having this event on Thursday night. I think anybody out there, our listeners, if you haven't got anything planned on Thursday and you're going to be in the Hollywood area, go to the website, get a ticket, buy a ticket, attend. Apparently, there might still be something available for the poker.
Raise some money, have some meet some good people, and have a good time.
Yeah, I guess because you're going to raise some money, you're going to have a good time, meet some great people. You may like it so much you want to come back and be an ambassador to the cause and contribute throughout the year. So, you know, again, I can't encourage our people enough. Go to the website, participate, go to the event Thursday night, have a great time, benefit a great cause, and
get involved.
Yeah. In closing, is there anything else you want to say?
No, just thank you, Mark and Matt. I appreciate it. It's good being on your show again.
Absolutely.
And, I'm excited to see you guys on Thursday.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having us. Thanks for calling in. And we'll get out there and we're going to start promoting this thing. And we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it.
Oh, you got dead air? You there, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Jeez.
Well, I didn't know if he was still there or not,
no,
Mark.
No.
So, Blake, what do you have to say?
Well, first off, I want you to say that's a great cause. It was great having Meyer on. And, you know, this sounds like a fantastic event. Does a lot of good things for the community, for the city. So I'm looking forward to going there, participating, and doing my share as a quasi-brand ambassador.
Excellent. I wish you would have been able to share a couple more names with us so we could share as far as the invited celebrity guests, but I'm sure there are going to be some nice surprises there.
Yeah.
Blake, your thoughts?
Well, it definitely sounds like a fun evening. Wish I could be in attendance, but I will be at home, you know, catching up on all the latest shows and whatnot, just spending some quality family time.
Excellent. Got some TiVo to catch up on?
I don't even know what I got to catch up on. I'm sure there's something there.
So what do you do out there in Arizona State? You don't have do you have a TV? Do you watch it? Or how do you watch stuff? Or do you do like all the millennials do?
Well,
you
most
do
of my time does consist of staying in and going to the library, doing my studies, all that other college stuff. But the only really shows I dedicate time towards are The Bachelor.
How do you watch this? I guess that's my question. Do you have a TV? Or how
online.
Do you?
It's all online. You can just Google anything and find it all online to watch. Ah. So I do that every week, watch The Bachelor. And then watch The Walking Dead as well, the only two shows that I have any time for.
So you watch The Bachelor?
Of course.
No kidding.
Love it.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh,
a lot of people
really
like it. Hey, man, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of our brands that was in our Oscar gifting
show
a couple weeks ago, Spring Rain. It's SpringRaine. Spring Rain is a gluten-free, vegan, raw food chef, herbalist, nutritionist, intuitive, and holistic wellness coach. A lot of coaches today.
Yeah.
In February 2012, Spring was diagnosed with four kinds of cancer.
Wow.
Which led her on her journey of self-healing. Spring is the author of two cookbooks, Eat Conscious and Be Merry and Healthy Family. Healthy Family. She's the creator of Holistic Naturals by Spring Rain, a 100% organic, wild-crafted, fair trade line of herbal products that help with everything from insomnia, pain relief,
detoxification to increased energy, hormone support, and libido. Boy, this is something I should have grabbed the other day when she was at her gifting suite. I didn't even
think
about
it. And she looked pretty healthy, boy. She was running around.
She probably does her own
Which, by the way, I think she sent us an email this morning, Mark. I think she's relocating. She's getting offices on
Hollywood
Boulevard.
As a matter of fact, she's got her. I'm going to give that address. But it's www.springrain.com. And she is opening up a new office in Hollywood. And I didn't know this until this morning. 7083 Hollywood Boulevard, and that's unit number 4018 in Hollywood. For classes and consultations by appointment, contact Spring Rain. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is, man? When we have our gifting suites, we got so many people there.
30 brands.
So many brands.
Yep. There's so much going on.
So much going on. You can't spend a lot of time at each one of these brands to take advantage of it.
It's unfortunate, but we have to work on that to make that. I mean, because for like brands like this, or like Alina that you mentioned earlier, that healthy organic.
Alina Z.
Yeah.
More healthy.
Yeah.
Heck, you know, one thing we may want to consider, Matt, is having a green, healthy type of gifting suite where we have all this.
I think we talked about that before.
Well, maybe we ought to revisit it.
We should, because there are a lot of green celebrities out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely should discuss that. But speaking of events, let's see. Bobby Flay. Looks like we're partnering with Bobby Flay.
Beat Bobby Flay.
Ninth season.
Season 9.
Yeah, so we got that coming up. We got a Hollywood Moms gift bag coming up as well. It's going to be circling around Mother's Day. And Miss New Jersey. How about that? Judge Miss New Jersey.
I was just talking to Blake about that the other day. We're in, Blake, do you remember the city I told you we're going to be in?
No clue.
What was the name of it? Persephone, New Jersey.
I wonder how far that is from Atlantic City. How far is Atlantic City from New York? Do you remember? No.
I don't remember.
Okay. And I wonder how far Persephone is from actually Manhattan. I guess we should research this stuff just to get an idea.
So we'll be judging. Pretty far outside.
So this year we'll be judging Miss New Jersey, Miss South Carolina.
Yeah.
Hopefully Nevada. We missed out last year. And who knows what else.
Where
were we with Miss Santa Monica? I know we can't judge that this year because we'd like to be eligible to judge Miss California. But do you still want to attend?
Yeah, possibly. I think it's like a Sunday afternoon type thing, right?
Yeah, right.
So we might be able to.
Yep.
You know, it's a smaller type of event, so we'll see.
Yep.
We'll give it some thought as we get closer to it.
Yep. So what are your thoughts on The Dead? We're three episodes in.
Well, let's ask Blake. Blake, what are your thoughts on The Dead?
I've always liked The Dead. I'm enjoying it this season. It's very slow. I think he mentioned it. We need more walkers. We need more.
Well, we had some
zombie.
The other day.
I want a good zombie kill, but I think it's good because the thing is, Negan is such a great character. He's such a great villain. I don't want him to be wasted. I don't want them to get to the end of the season. They battle and he dies. I want them to kind of extend it as long as they can. I want some character developmental episodes. I want these long ones. It's what they're giving us. So it's leading to a huge battle. I think it's going to go down. But so far, I'm liking it. I like character buildup. I like slow episodes. I don't need action pacings all the time. But like I said, I do need some good zombie action.
There was the other day.
Zombie action.
How about when he pulled the guy out of the windshield of the car, tore him in half?
Oh, gosh.
But that being said, I'm all hip for that. But each episode, it's like it there's fragments of everybody. It's like each episode is about a different group.
There's a lot to keep track of.
Like this week was, you know, on Sunday it was, Andrew Lincoln and, you know, what have you. And then, but they're never all together anymore.
I was telling this to Pops. I hope there's an episode that comes up soon where the tiger gets some action and goes on a rampage.
Oh, that would be good.
I'd like to see the tiger eating a
human.
Tiger attacking a walker and a walker attacking the tiger.
Oh! How about like a bunch of walkers attacking the tiger and killing the tiger?
Or like they did the deer the other night.
Yeah.
The other day.
Or how about a tiger attacking a non-walker, killing him, then he turns into a walker
and then kills the tiger.
And then kills the tiger.
Eats the tiger.
You ever watch Talking Dead?
Never.
I just reached out to our agent about possibly getting on that follows Walking Dead, and they have a wide variety of people: NFL players, soap stars, reality stars. I think we'd be a perfect fit for that. So I sent something to Ben the other day about that.
Well, let's hope for the best.
Because there's a wide variety of people that are on the show.
I want to another shout out to a brand that's been probably about six of our events, whether they be gift bags or gift lounges. It's Therakane. Theracane.com.
And Mark, one of our most well-received gifts.
Yeah, that goes very fast every time. As a matter of fact,
too fast.
At our last event, they went so fast before we could even take a picture with anybody.
Yeah.
So we saved one Theracane left.
so we could have it for a picture.
Yeah.
And then we had Richard Kind come up to us. People know him from Gotham, from Curb Your Enthusiasm, from Spin City.
Yeah.
And he wanted the last one. And we said, well, we have to hold it because we have to take pictures with celebrities.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'm a celebrity. So I said, okay, take the picture, and then we can give the last one to you.
I saw a couple people, Mark, taken too, so that's where the problem lies.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taken for their agent or their manager. I was trying to control that, but the table was getting, I don't want to say blitzkrieg, but when we were in the height of action, there was a lot of people around that table.
That's Theracane.com, Theracane. And like I said, I think it's about six events they've been with us.
Yeah.
The Oscars, Emmys for a couple times.
Yeah.
And then we had Theracane at the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament down there in Boca Raton last year. And maybe even 2 years we had him down at Boca. I'm not exactly sure.
I think
sure.
so, yeah.
But it's a therapeutic massager.
Yeah.
Ergonomic design, which is big nowadays, ergonomic. There are seven strategically placed balls in the actual massager. Now, the Theracane is available online at Theracane.com. It's available at Amazon, and it's also available at Walmart.
Walmart.
So if you don't want to get online, you can you're not an online shopper, go to Walmart.
Well, I didn't know that.
They're around the country, around the world.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
And that's Theracane.com. Thanks again for participating. Feel better and save money.
Maybe one of these days, Mark, we'll be able to meet the owner, Daniel.
Well, he lives out in, I think he's in Denver or Colorado area, somewhere around there. So you never know.
Fly him in for one of our events,
yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Hopefully...
Yeah,
maybe one of our maybe for the ESPYs. That would be a perfect item.
He
for
may
the
have
ESPYs.
Been at the ESPYs last year too. Yeah. I think again he's been with us six times, maybe seven times. It's hard to recall everything that he's participated with us. So, but thanks again, Daniel.
Thanks again, Daniel. Look forward to the next time. And we are into the first week of March, and with that comes March Madness.
Wow.
Let the madness begin. The tournaments are already starting yesterday, but the bigger tournaments, like for the Big East and all the larger tournaments, get into heat this week. Selection Sunday on Sunday coming up, and then next Tuesday we'll have the play-in game, and then all the madness begins next Thursday. And you know as well as I do, Mark, I'll be making my annual trip to Vegas for this
for March Madness, which is madness.
Yeah, go Kentucky, go UCLA, go Villanova, go.
Well, speaking about Vegas, I just heard today it looks like the Raiders will be moving to Vegas. They got the financing from Bank of America to build the stadium, which is the main thing that holds up anything when it comes to sport franchising. And so it looks like the Raiders are Vegas bound.
How about that, huh? And speaking about that, how about now? We go from having no football teams here in the last 20 years. Now we get the Chargers, so we get the Chargers and Rams. I was a Rams fan for 1 year. Now I'm a Charger fan.
Wow. So why are you not a Rams fan anymore?
Because, I like the Chargers. I like the Chargers when they were in San Diego.
So let me get this straight. And then if the Chargers don't win in their first season, are you dumping them too?
No, because then there's not going to be another team. I would prefer to root for the Chargers as opposed to the Rams. It has nothing to do with the Rams being having a losing season. If the Rams would have went to the Super Bowl, I still would have been a Charger fan this upcoming season, Mark.
Really?
Thank you.
That's almost hard to...
And they're going to be playing at the StubHub Arena, which is the smallest. It's the largest soccer arena in the country, but the smallest football arena in the country. How about that?
Yeah, remarkable. Hey, who doesn't like pizza, right? Everybody likes pizza.
We
had the best pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
Provide pizzas at our Oscar gifting suite a couple weeks ago, so I want to do a big shout-out to the Upper Crust Pizzeria.
Yeah. .com,
and that is the Upper Crust Pizzeria.com. They brought about 15, 20 pizzas, right? And they also included gift cards for our gift bags.
Yeah, they sure did.
Which was fantastic. The Upper Crust Pizzeria was founded in Boston, Massachusetts.
I had it in Boston.
There you go. And they're out here now in Beverly Hills. So they have a fantastic pizza place. They have fantastic
pies. You know, the only
pies.
Problem, Mark, I didn't have an opportunity to have more than one slice.
I had two.
Wow,
but I
gosh.
Had two small slices,
yeah.
Which is right. That's a drag, too,
yeah.
because
that's
it's good
a travesty,
because
that was damn good pizza.
Yeah. So the Upper Crust Pizzeria.com, locally they're in Beverly Hills, and they are a great pizza. So
Is there only one location here in Southern California?
There might be more. I'm not sure, but I do know the one in Beverly Hills, which is, again, a great pie.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody, over the Upper Crust Pizzeria for participating.
Did you get one of the gift cards?
I did.
Oh, good.
So maybe one day when we're in Beverly Hills,
stop in there for they sell by the slice, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I love it when they sell by the slice because sometimes you don't want the whole pizza,
yeah.
and then you have to end up taking it home. And then, you know, some pizzas just don't taste the same when you eat them later.
Right.
So if you can have it by the slice, fantastic.
Fantastic is right.
What else is going on over there?
Hey, we got some ascots sent to us a couple days ago. I forgot to bring one in for you.
I love the ascot. Look, you don't wear it enough, but
One of our buddies, Alistair Digby, is a big Ascot.
He wears the Ascot more than anything. But anyhow, very nice. The presentation was wonderful. I should have been prepared with the name of the website. Unfortunately, I'll catch him next time. But thank you so much. If you're listening, Sans Façon. But I don't think that's his website. Sans Façon. Very, very classy guy. Very fantastic, classy product line he's got. But the two Ascots he sent were... I think we got several other ones.
We got about five.
This is another level, though, Mark. This is
it's above the other ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
So big shout out to you, Sans Façon. I apologize for not having the website. I didn't realize that I was going to mention it. It came up last minute, but fantastic stuff. Aunt Bunny jellies. Did you put? They were in our Oscar gift bag as well last
Great.
Week. Did you submit that information to Jane for?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you gave me the information, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You gave me a bunch from last
Candy
night.
Care. That's KANDYKARE. CandyCare.com. That is cotton candy that we
Love
also had
candy.
Involved in our gift bags last week. Cannabis.
Wow. Cannabis cotton candy. Well, it's legal here in
wonderful presentation,
Los
too,
Angeles.
Mike. We got a couple celebrity photos holding the product. And we also had the Mint Company. What am I thinking? Hint Mint.
Don't you have any notes?
I gave him a shout out last time.
Oh.
But for some reason, I'm thinking Hint Mint, but that's the water.
Hint Mint, yeah. Water with a flavor
Kiva
of water.
KivaConfections.com.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Cannabis mints.
Mints.
Nice presentation, too.
We had cannabis mints.
Yep.
And cannabis cotton candy.
Plus we had
cannabis eye drops, I guess, for glaucoma.
Uh-huh.
Is that glaucoma, or what's it for?
For glaucoma. Or other things, too.
Yeah.
I didn't try it. They kept on telling me to try it. But wonderful event. Like I mentioned earlier, we have a couple other upcoming events that we're going to be participating in. Bobby Flay, we're partnering in for, the fourth or fifth time?
Yeah,
Hollywood Moms Gift Bag, Miss New Jersey.
ESPYs.
We're hosting our now annual gifting suite during ESPY Week at the W Hotel. And for Storage Wars fans out there, we were on yesterday.
Yeah, we had a double feature or a double dip with the Harris Brothers on the FYI Network. So not only on A&E, you can see us on the FYI Network.
That's for your information.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But so we're on FYI. We had two episodes last night.
And Storage Wars coming back
New
next
season
month.
Starts 5 weeks from tomorrow.
Are we on, Mark? Are we on?
Who knows?
You got to tune in and watch?
Who knows? Time will tell.
What, are you sworn to secrecy?
Time will tell.
Damn.
You know? A quick shout-out to another brand that was into our Oscar gift
suite
last
week. Dan is a
shout-out
today.
Well, we're busy people. We have a lot of brands. It's a business we do. Obella. Obella Jewelry. ObellaJewelry.com, founded by Oksana Bello.
Ah.
She came down from Portland to be at this gifting suite, which fantastic. I
she
mean,
was with, was that her partner or a friend that she was with?
ObellaJewelry.com accompanies, her jewelry accompanies you at work and at play while showcasing the elegance of your independent spirit. She does earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and here we go again, Obella Couture. Couture. This is the third time I think we're mentioning couture.
Yeah, you attach the word to anything, it just brings a little more panache to it.
Created by Oksana Bello, it's creating jewelry to emphasize your own style. Now, you can contact Oksana Bello by sending her an email at info@obellajewelry.com. And I spell that for you. It's O-B-E-L-O jewelry.com. She's the founder and designer of the jewelry brand, and she's got a great business card. It's got a picture of her right on the back of this card right here.
Hey,
so look
I didn't
at that.
Get one of those.
She looks like one. She should have been gifted, and not gifting at the Oscar suite last week.
She's got that look.
And you know what? She has a great jewelry line, and it was actually on KTLA News last week, or not last. I'm getting my days mixed up.
It was
the Saturday after the Oscar suite,
and the day before the Oscar.
So that's some great exposure for Obella Jewelry.
Model Dustin Quick was wearing her product.
ObellaJewelry.com. Yep. So. Oksana, thanks so much for participating in our gifting suite.
Hopefully
last
she'll be
week.
Involved with the Emmys.
Or the ESPYs, we've got a couple things coming up.
Maybe Hollywood Moms.
Hey, what about magazines? Something happened in the magazine
Holy
recently?
Crap. The latest issue of Cigar Aficionado I just received yesterday. Steve Harvey on the cover. I'm flipping through the back where people could, submit their photos and while they're enjoying cigars. And who do I see in the last couple pages of the new current issue of Cigar Aficionado? It is the Harris Brothers.
You're kidding.
At Del Mar for opening day. You know what I noticed, Mark?
So wait, this was this was June or July of last year?
Yeah.
So it took 10
months to get in
there?
When we submitted it. I just happened to glance back there, and there we were. But for every – I don't even remember what cigars we were smoking, but I'm sure we told them what we were smoking. Everyone that's in the picture, they all just say premium or ultra cigars.
Ours just said fine cigars.
Yeah, they don't list the brands. I guess they don't want
– But did you list the brand when you sent it in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But so they the rest of the people that have the pictures, they don't have the brand
they
either?
They all say premium or fine.
I thought that was strange when I read that, and it just said they're smoking fine cigars.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It seemed very generic for a magazine.
That's pretty good. This was our second time that we were included in the magazine.
The first time was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We were in the Caribbean, the Bahamas.
Bahamas, yeah. We were at Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Yeah.
And that was 2008. So it's been 9 years since we last appeared.
No kidding.
Wow.
It's taken a long time.
And I think for 9 years we've been submitting pictures.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. But we submitted this actually about 6 months ago, and they were asking for a better quality photo, and they said without the better quality photo, they couldn't post it. So big shout out to Cigar Aficionado.
Yeah.
I don't know if they liked us or they were not getting the submissions, because if they couldn't post it 6 months ago because of the quality.
Right. Maybe it's just the backlog they've got. You know. Hey, Blake, do you have anything else to add to the show?
Anything you want to jump in with, buddy?
Any comments,
anything.
Suggestions?
Jump in whenever you can.
Oh, you guys
say hello.
You guys are taking it all.
Wow, taking it all.
That doesn't sound right. Anyhow, jump in. Tell us something. What's happening for the rest of the week for you?
Well, you know, it's a very busy week. I got a busy schedule doing absolutely nothing. The past 8 weeks have been a whirlwind of studying.
So it's R&R. He's got R&R.
A nice, relaxing week. Going to watch the Pac-12 tournament. I'm looking forward to that. Arizona State, they're probably going to lose the first game.
Do you get the Pac-12 channel?
I do. Well,
gosh, I don't, unfortunately.
So hopefully some miracle could happen, because Arizona State had a terrible basketball season. Only made it to one game.
Wow,
one game is better than no games.
Yeah, didn't make it to the good ones like UCLA and whatnot. But hey, if Arizona could, if they can go on some run and make it to the tournament,
host your own radio show down there at ASU, don't you?
I host two. I host
two. Let's give a shout out.
Two.
I don't want to give much shout outs.
Come on.
But I host a weekly college football one for my YouTube channel, which that's fun. Me and the guys just do that for fun in the studio. But then, for the local Arizona State radio station, every Wednesday night at, I guess, well, now it's going to be 8 p.m. since we're setting the clocks ahead.
Right.
8 p.m. If you like baseball at all, or just are interested in baseball, tune into blazeradioonline.com. Listen to me and two other guys talk baseball for an hour.
That's Wednesdays at 8?
Wednesdays at 8.
I love it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Sounds good. I know I will be tuning in.
You forget that I have the show.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, you need to give me a reminder.
You need to send me a text,
too. No worries. What we did is we kind of based that show off of this show.
I love it.
The first episode, we tried starting off with the birthdays, but
there's been
no birthdays at all. So
that's true. That's true.
Don't do
that's
that
fast.
Whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, it's that time of the show, I guess, where we are about ready to sign off. But I want to put a shout out for our website out there, www.wildcreations.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, LinkedIn, MySpace.
Instagram.
So we're out there all over the place. If you want to send us an email, you can do it at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Listen to our radio show here every Tuesday. If you can't listen to it live, go to www.latalkradio.com, channel 2, The Tastemakers. You can listen to any of our old shows, from today's shows all the way going back to 4 years. I guess we've been doing this about 4 years
now. Wow, no kidding.
So you can listen to all the shows.
Yep.
So if you miss it, there you are. Storage Wars returns on the A&E Network in 5 weeks. The question is, will the Harris Brothers be back? Who knows?
Who knows? You're going to tune in and find out.
But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening.
Oh, Mark, real quick, too. We are partnering with the Food Network, the Beat Bobby Flay Show, for the 9th season. So there's plenty of spots open. If you have a product you'd like to get into the hands of Bobby Flay, some other celebrities, as well as some other celebrity chefs, please give us a call. Send us an email, what have you. It's going to be a great event, great place to showcase your product.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And as our friend Pitbull always says, every day above ground is a good day.
Later.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.